We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, a man who, in my opinion, I think Joe's opinion as well, if he's available, should be drafted by the New York Giants at number 6 overall in this NFL draft. He had an outstanding season last year at Ohio State. And he joins us right now, and that's Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. We're doing
all right. Before we talk some football with you, tell us about what you're doing with Old Spice's all-new freshener collection and everything you're doing with Old Spice right now.
Yeah, Old Spice is helping me get ready for the big stage at the NFL Draft coming up this week. Like you said, I have an all-new fresher collection with the real benefits, real ingredients, with the moisturized shea butter and relaxed lavender body wash, just to show that Old Spice loves guys too, and men have skin. So, looking forward to working with them in the future.
Mm. Dwayne, look, there's been a lot of speculation about you, and I know you're a Jersey guy. I think you grew up in Maryland, but you're a Jersey guy originally. And the speculation, of course, that you may wind up with the football Giants. What would be your thoughts? Do you have a preference to play for the Giants if you could?
I don't have a preference of where I should go. Where I want to go, I just want to be at a team where the team wants me the most, and where they feel like I'll fit in. And honestly, man, I'm just excited. It's a blessing to just even be considered a draft pick, and I'm looking forward to hearing my name called on Thursday. And I hope it's sooner rather than later. But I'm very excited.
Yeah, how much does that mean to you, sooner rather than later? Because ultimately, I remember Aaron Rodgers falling in the draft, and now he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and it's almost used as motivation. But how important is it that you are picked where you think you deserve to be picked, whether it's the top 3, the top 5, the top 10? How important is that to you?
Well, the number of the pick doesn't matter. The reason why I say earlier and sooner than later is just so I can enjoy my night with my family. Definitely watching Aaron Rodgers not go where he wanted to be, but use it as motivation. Definitely something that I look to if that scenario were to happen. But, regardless of the situation, regardless of the pick, I feel like I'm going to be a great quarterback in the NFL, and I'm just looking forward to having a great night.
Watched you a lot this year at Ohio State, and obviously you guys had a terrific season. You had the one tough loss to Purdue, that great comeback against Maryland. I think you scored the game-winning touchdown diving into the end zone.
Yes, sir.
What happened in the Michigan game? You guys just blew them out, blew their doors off. Everybody's talking about, this is the year for Michigan and this great defense for Sean Gary, this guy, that guy, all of that. And you guys just killed them in that game in Columbus. How motivated was your team to beat Michigan that day?
We call it 2M North over at Ohio State. We don't say the M word, but the thing about
can I say the Wolverines? Is the Wolverines all right?
Yeah, you can
say
Wolverine. The thing about that rivalry is I think we take it a little bit more serious than they do. And how we prepare and how we get ready for that game means a lot more to us in the state of Ohio. So we don't take a loss to them kindly, and we don't plan to lose to them anytime soon. So prepare for our number one defense. So we've seen a lot of zone pressure, a lot of man pressure. And the biggest thing, why we were able to get up on them so fast, is because they were sending five-man pressure with no hole player, and I was able to pick it up in protection, and that means that everybody's running around free because it's man-to-man coverage. So you can't run with our guys all day man-to-man, and they found that out pretty fast. Right.
What'd you put, 62 on them in that game, wasn't it?
Yeah, 62.
So you don't think they take that rivalry as serious? They should actually want to win it. That's what you said.
You don't think Michigan takes it as seriously as Ohio does? That's interesting.
No, we have clocks in our weight room. We do extra workouts for that team, and talk to a couple of the former players, and it's just a game to them. It's more to us.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
How much do you think playing in the Big Ten, playing in a rivalry game like that, and playing in what feels like huge games everyone's watching when you're playing at the Ohio State, how much do you think that helps you to prepare for the pressure that is the 17 weeks of an NFL season and the pressure that comes in the big league?
I tell you, man, you lose a game at Ohio State, you don't want to walk around campus that day, the next day. So playing at Ohio State and every game being a big game, every team wants to give you their best shot. It definitely prepares you to play your best ball week in and week out. And, crazy thing about college is, you lose one game and your season's over. In NFL, right. You lose five or six games and you could still be in playoff contention. So the biggest thing with Ohio State is how every game is very important. And that's how I'm going to approach every game in the NFL, as if it was the game that determines our way to get into the playoffs or in the Super Bowl.
What drew you to Ohio State? As a kid that grew up in Jersey and then Maryland, what was the appeal to you of going to Ohio State?
Just the appeal, just because of the great players. You know, as a kid, you watch football and you have admiration for the players that are really good. So, of course, growing up, watching Ohio State, Troy Smith and Ted Ginn and Beanie Wells, and, of course, all the receivers like Hartline and Robiskie and Malcolm Jenkins were all at Ohio State. And you want to be in their shoes one day. So, of course, my aunt was a doctor at the hospital, so it was just by chance that I would be able to go visit Columbus in the summertime, and I just fell in love with the campus, fell in love with the facilities, and fell in love with the culture there, so it was a no-brainer for me.
Dwayne Haskins, we're talking to him, of course, the Ohio State quarterback who's getting ready for Thursday's NFL draft, and we'll see where he winds up. You know, watching Ohio State, I'm an old man, Dwayne. I watched Ohio State, I go back, you know, to the Woody Hayes days, so I go way, way back here. And, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And I think of Ohio State quarterbacks. I think of guys that, you know, it's basically run first. Yeah, they could throw the football a little bit, but it's run first type guys. You are just the opposite. I mean, you could throw 50 touchdown passes. I think that was the number this year. You're a pocket passer, which is really kind of different than what we've seen at Ohio State over the years. How about that, Dwayne?
Yeah, definitely different. I didn't start running to end season because I was forced to. And the biggest thing is I'd rather throw the ball to guys that make the plays, and those are my receivers,
right,
running backs,
right,
and my tight ends. And I get more joy out of you know, throwing a touchdown pass or throwing a dime on 3rd and 10 to me rushing for a first down. It's fun, but
right,
I'd much rather throw from the pocket and be able to win a game from the pocket. And you know, that's just how I approach the game. Watching guys like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, you know, they're not the most athletic guys, even though I feel like I can maneuver when
mm-hmm.
I need to.
Right.
But, you know, I have much more fun tearing the defensive part of my arm than my legs.
Who did you grow up watching and wanting to be like? Because I figure you're growing up and watching football in that mid-2000s, where Brady and Manning are at their best, even Eli Manning, and obviously he started in 04.
Right.
Who did you kind of model yourself after as a kid, if anybody?
Yeah, of course, the Mannings and Brady and Breeze. But I also loved. I also studied the game a lot. So my dad's favorite quarterback was Staubach, and I watched Troy Aikman. And Warren Moon was a guy that I admired, and Air Steve McNair was somebody that I had a picture on my wall. So the biggest thing for me was just trying to figure out who I was as a quarterback and what I was going to be great at. And that's just me. Every day I was telling my dad in the backyard, and we would just focus on my accuracy and ball placement, and that's what I pride myself on at a young age. So
Did you ever root for a team, or was it more kind of watching the individuals?
It's kind of weird because I was a combination of a Giants fan and a Eagles fan, which is hard to say.
Well, that's impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, because there was a time when McNabb was the quarterback in the Eagles, and he had Westbrook, and he had T.O., and my cousin played tight end for the Eagles, and I was a big fan of them. And then there was a time where I was a huge Eagles, Giants fan when they had Tiki Barber and Toomer and Plexico. So, you know, that's definitely something that I had trouble with growing up.
You know, Dwayne, I want to go back to the mobility aspect because that's, you know, that's the kind of the new wave. I understand, you know, you mentioned Manning. Obviously, Tom Brady, straight pocket passer, no doubt about it. But it's kind of the new wave now. You know, the guy like Russell Wilson or the guy like Cam Newton, the guy that's got kind of, you know, a little more mobility. He's not just straight in the pocket like that. And I know you did run a little more. I think Urban Meyer kind of told you to run a little more later in the year. But, I mean, how about that overall once you get to the NFL? I mean, do you feel you have enough mobility for kind of the modern NFL quarterback?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I do. But the guys that run around every play, the guys that don't last long, and the best
right,
thing about football
right.
is availability is the best thing you need to be able to do. So, of course, I'm able to get myself out of trouble. I'm not going to run for 60 yards for a touchdown, but I'll get you a first down. I'm able to move the chains for you, and that's what I'm capable of doing. But like I said, man, this is more fun for me to pick a defensive part.
Yep.
And that's what I study film for. That's what I study so hard for protections, and that's what I love about the game, the nuances of picking up protections and reading coverages. And, you know, I feel like I can do enough to get out of trouble, but, you know, the game is won from the pocket.
We're talking to Dwayne Haskins, who joins us today thanks to Old Spice's all-new Freshener Collection. Do you have a gut feeling on what's going to happen Thursday? I know it's just going to be an honor to be selected, but is there a feeling that you get on who you think ends up taking you?
Man, it's hard to tell because all of my meetings went great, and I couldn't tell you which team liked me more than the other. And, you know, at this point, it's out of my control. It's about, you know, who likes me more. So, you know, everyone's keeping everything close to chest, and I feel like I have a good idea of the two or three teams that I think that really will select me. But, you know, we just got to stay tuned.
Did anybody promise you that they take you, or did that not happen?
I don't think no one. I don't know if anyone does that nowadays. But you know, each team that I like, said we want you to be the quarterback for this team, or we want you to be the quarterback for that team. And you know, it's just taking it with a grain of salt because you know, you never can know what happens in a draft. So you know, I'm just looking forward to hearing my name called.
And you have talked to the Giants, though, right? That's one of the teams you have talked to, or no?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. You get a good feeling from them that they want you?
Yeah, I definitely do. Feel like they have interest and they like me a lot. And well, they picked me at 6-17, I don't know. But, you know, definitely I did feel like I did my part with the meetings and meeting with Gettleman and Shermer and Shula. And I did my best to show that I can handle the stuff that comes with being a New York Giants quarterback. But it's out of my control at this point. So I'm just looking forward to hearing my name called on Thursday.
Now, we see these guys, you know, everybody gets picked in the first round, usually has like this outrageous outfit that they wear. Now, are you got your suit all ready for Thursday night? Are you all you're good to go with that?
Yeah, I'm not going to the draft. So
you're not going to the draft?
I'll be home very comfortably.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm going to be at home doing some bowling with the family. So
okay,
you know,
will they have like a camera in the home so they can see your reaction when you get picked?
Yeah, there'll be a whole bunch of cameras around, but I'm gonna be playing a lot of bowling, so get my mind off of where I'm going to be at, so I can, you know, not get too worried about it. So it'll be a surprise to me whenever I get that phone call. I'll make sure my phone's on.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Call me.
Well, congratulations, because you are going to be picked.
Indeed.
And you're going to have a chance to be a star in this league, and we wish you all the best. And hopefully you'll be right here in New York, baby.
Thank you.
Dwayne, good talking to you. Enjoyed watching you this year at Ohio State, and best of luck in the draft.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
Dwayne Askins, who joined us today, thanks to Old Spice's all-new Freshener Collection, which features 5 new body washes with real benefits forged by real ingredients like moisturization and exfoliation, because Old Spice knows that men have skin, too, which true we do. It's available at Walmart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.